It is the complete NFL Countdown Show.
To get you ready for kickoff on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
This is the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show. Once again, from the Quick and Loud Studios, it's Mean Gene and Ronnie Brooks.
Yeah, you can be the greatest, you can be the best, you can be the King Kong banging on your chest.
All right, folks, once again, you're listening to the Yahoo Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show here on Yahoo Sports Radio. Me, James, Ronnie Brooks. We are getting it on here as the 2015 NFL season is approaching. And I know we're in the preseason mode here, but nevertheless, coming up in the next segment, we're going to talk about the significance of preseason football. And I know, Ronnie, you and Rod, mainly, you guys would not watch a preseason game. I will, because I believe in the depth chart of these teams, because, you know, when somebody breaks down in the season, then one of these names will pop up. I mean, you need to know. You need to know what your team is working with, and that's why I'm into the preseason, Ronnie.
Yeah, you need to know, but I'm not a preseason fan because the starters don't play, and they only get in them for about 4 to 7 plays, and sometimes they don't even play at all. I know the risk. But that's not fun for me.
Well, hey, I will watch a preseason game from start to finish, okay? You can call me ignorant, crazy, whatever you want, but it's important. But first, let's continue our NFL Hall of Fame class of 2015 inductees. And how about we start with a rare for a guard to get in the Hall of Fame. For all you guards out there in the NFL, or guards anywhere that play football, that's a position people, you know, say, you know, you're not going to get a lot of notoriety. You're not, you know, the quarterbacks, the offense always, you know, gets the attention. But how about this? Will Shields, a guard for the Kansas City Chiefs, 12-time Pro Bowler, played from 1993 to 2006. A lot of Kansas City Chiefs, man, they are in the Hall of Fame. And Will Shields is now a member of the Hall of Fame, Ronnie.
Yeah, great offensive lineman. Got the job done, you know, in the AFC West. He's the Nigerian Nightmare, and all them guys ran behind him. Just a great guy, quiet, handling his business, big guy, and he just loved to be going to the Pro Bowl every year. He dominated, and people recognized he's big, strong, and got the job done.
Yeah, absolutely, Ronnie. I mean, he had some pretty good backs. You talked about that. That played behind him, and Larry Johnson, Priest Holmes, I'm sure they should be somewhere in sight, you know, thanking Mr. Shields for his services and making them look good as another member of the Kansas City Chiefs makes it into the Hall of Fame, Will Shields. How about this guy, Ronnie? Man, this guy, his name has been out there. How about, you know, 32nd year of eligibility. That is a long time to wait to get that call and say, guess what? You're going to the Hall of Fame. Well, folks, that's what Mick Tinglehoff did. Mick Tinglehoff, long wait, finally over. He is a member of the Class of 2015 Hall of Fame, the Purple People, whatever they call those folks. The Minnesota Vikings should be happy because they have one of theirs in the Hall of Fame, Ronnie.
Great center. I remember him playing against the Pittsburgh Steelers in Super Bowl 10, and you know, the running game for the Minnesota Vikings without their center, he's just like Mike Webster. He was the cog of the offensive line of Minnesota and got the job done. He played from 1962 to 1978, so you know he had a long career. A lot of people didn't know his name. You know, but the Minnesota Viking fans know who were their center, just like Pittsburgh Steelers knew who their center was, and that was, you know, Mike Webster. So compared to Hall of Fame, they both have the same type of numbers, and he was a great guy, just a Pro Bowl guy.
Well, Ronnie, you said a lot of people may not know his name, but as Kevin Hart would say, you're going to learn today, because this guy is a 5-time, first-time All-Pro Bowl, 6-time Pro Bowl selection. He never missed a start, running 240, or a practice for that matter. And he's going to join his friend, Fran Tarkenton, in the NFL Hall of Fame. And how about this? I mean, he was the captain of all four of those Minnesota Vikings Super Bowls. And I know they didn't win any. So, Buffalo Bill fans, you're not alone there in that winless column. But nevertheless, it doesn't mean that they didn't have great players on those teams that never won a Super Bowl. But this guy, deservingly so, in the NFL Hall of Fame, I'm sure he's going to have a very lengthy speech, man. When you had to wait this long, you don't just get up there and talk for 2 minutes, Ronnie. You say whatever the hell you want to say because you deserve it because you're in the Hall of Fame. Congratulations, Mick Tingerhoff in the Hall of Fame. Ronnie, how about a couple of general managers, executives? I know it's kind of tough for those guys to get into the NFL Hall of Fame, but we got two here, and one of them, Green Bay Packers. Oh, my Lord. How many Green Bay Packers are in the NFL Hall of Fame? Was it 22, 23, something like that? Anyway, this guy, Ron Wolf, is in the Hall of Fame, Ronnie.
Yeah, he's one of them type of guys, a great GM. He's the one that stole Brett Favre from the Atlanta Falcons and start the Super Bowl run, and also got Reggie White to Green Bay. So, I mean, there's significant deals that he got
big time
to get the job done and to produce the champion in Green Bay.
Yeah, that would probably be the most significant thing Ron Wolf did was when he traded for Brett Favre, and then he went out there and recruited Reggie White and basically got them into 6 consecutive playoff berths and a pair of Super Bowl appearances, winning one of those with Favre. But nevertheless, a great guy, and Ron Wolf is a member of the 2015 Hall of Fame. And I know Packer fans, I tell you, you're always going to get a Packer in there, and they're boasting about how many people they have in there. I think he's number 23 or 24, but I know they have a lot of Packers in the Hall of Fame. How about this guy? I had a chance to meet this gentleman in Chicago a couple of years. He was out in Bourbonnais covering the Bears training camp. And, I mean, when this man walks into a room, he demands a lot of attention, very smart guy. And deservingly so, being selected to the class of 2015 Hall of Fame. And I'm talking about Mr. Bill Polian, Ronnie. He is a member of the Hall of Fame as an executive.
Yeah, he was with the Bills. He built the Bills during that championship run, the Panthers, and also the Colts. So, you know, he has experience of getting his teams 2 Super Bowls, and he also hired Marv Levy, one of the greatest coaches in Bills history, and they went to 4 straight Super Bowls, and J.D. Williams, one of our friends, you know, used to be my neighbor,
yeah,
played on that Bill Polian team of the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, absolutely, Ronnie, and yeah, a lot of people might remember Bill Polian for just having the guts to make one of the most significant game-changing NFL decisions ever, and that was taking Peyton Manning over Ryan Leaf to join the Colts. I can remember it like it happened yesterday, Ronnie. And believe me, if you haven't heard of Peyton Manning, where have you been all your life? But Bill Polian, responsible for that, and just did some wonderful things with the Indianapolis Colts, including winning that Super Bowl. And deservingly so. This guy is still respected, highly respected. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets on board somewhere else with another team. But Bill Polian is in the NFL Hall of Fame. And, Ronnie, that is your class of 2015 Hall of Fame.
Great class. I mean, they all deserve it. And it's just great to see good guys going in. And even the GMs, I mean, they contribute to the NFL, and they got teams to the Super Bowl and win, and they showed that they're a class act and they know how to get the job done.
Absolutely. And this is why, you know, NFL is just so much fun to watch. I mean, there you got a lot of guys this year. You know, the Super Bowl is the ultimate prize, of course, but over a span of a couple of years, I mean, you know, you start reaching for other goals. You know, the longer you can last in the league, which we know is not long for certain positions, you know, and that's why the NFL Rules Competition Committee, they're always trying to make the game safer. So hopefully we'll have some guys that will play, you know, for a long time, and you know, someone, if it's not me and you, Ronnie, we'll be talking about some of these current players that we, you know, the Tom Brady's and the Peyton Manning's and the the Favres and the Rodgers. I mean, you're going to see a lot of folks get into the to the Hall of Fame. It's just fun this time of the year. So the next segment, we're going to talk about a lot of stuff happening around the NFL, including, the 49ers just keep on taking hits. And we'll talk about the latest Alden Smith situation. And, hey, you stick around, folks. You are listening to the Yahoo Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show right here on Yahoo Sports Radio.
Radio show, right? You want to make sure you never miss a moment? An all-new place to go, YSRpodcast.com. And, of course, you can always search your favorite shows on iTunes.
Geico applauds your inner road name.
A slow clap goes out to your biker alter ego. You might be mild-mannered Michael in the office, the guy known for raising his hand in meetings, but out on the open road, it's Motor Mike. Geico supports you and your bike, Motor Mike, because beyond cars, Geico insures motorcycles, those glorious vroom vroom machines. With 24/7 customer service and great rates, the only thing you'll be raising from now on is a heck of a good time. Woo! So head out on the highway and make that road yours, Mike. Make it yours.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Hi, this is Chris Morales from Yahoo Sports Radio. For years, I've been an avid consumer of energy drinks. They gave me physical energy, but recently I discovered how to get more mental energy, and we could all use that, with a little help from Mental Bright. Yes, Mental Bright is a health supplement for the brain. Mental Bright helps me focus. It helps me concentrate. Mental Bright is amazing. It's even helped my golf game. Go to MentalBright.com right now and learn more, because this will give you mental health. MentalBright.com.
Waking up with the Zabe.
Writes Brett, your football every day segment, Hesitation, is simply dumbfounding. Murray and Scott singing is the whole bit.
Football every day. Football every day. We started this segment a lot earlier last year.
The Steve Zabe Show.
Mornings.
6 to 10 Eastern.
On Yahoo Sports Radio. This is Prime Cut.
Joining us last year, and he was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Andre Reed with us here on Yahoo Sports Radio.
How you feeling now, buddy? You still, it's HOF, my man. You're a Hall of Famer. What's it feel like a year later? Is it soaked in yet? I mean, it's sunk in yet?
Yes, it really never soaked in. But when it happens, there's no other better feeling in sports, if you ask me. I think, you know, you are the elite of the elite, and you're with, you know, 295 guys now, you know, to 8 guys going in about a couple weeks here. That's the best to ever do it. And to be recognized like that speaks volumes for your career, but of the people that, you know, were on that journey with you. And every time you hear somebody speak about their career, there's always people that were very significant on how they got there.
Sean Salisbury and John Granato.
Afternoons, 4 till 8 Eastern.
On Yahoo Sports Radio.
Each week, we examine the stadium beat from every angle.
With athletes like Fred Lynn.
The Green Monster, they call it that for a reason. About 12 foot of it from the ground to about 12 foot up was concrete. And if you hit that, I mean, it would just tear your skin off.
Joe Theismann.
What a great idea this is, to be able to talk about the hallowed structures that exist today.
I'm Bill Hazen. Join me Saturdays, 8 a.m. Eastern Time for Stadiums USA right here on Yahoo Sports Radio.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-451-9673. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and CVS, but you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-451-9673. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-451-9673.
This is Prime Cut.
Bernard Hopkins, the former champ, is with us here. How are you, Bernard?
I'm good, man.
Yeah, Bernard, you know, making the switch. You're one of our favorite guests. You've been on our, you're almost like our family. We love having you on. So when are you, you know, and every time I see you, I say, when are you and I going to box? So I'm going to kick somebody's ass. You know what I'm saying? And we keep laughing about it. So when are you going to promote mine and your fight?
It ain't the thing of whether we promote me and you. The thing is, if it happens and it really goes down, then you ain't going to be my friend no more.
Okay, you know what? Then let's forget it. I want to be your friend. You're my guy, man. So I can't. We can't do that. Plus, I don't want, you know what? I like my teeth. I'm going to leave them just how they are, okay, my man?
Because, I'm going to tell you right now, once the bell ring, I have no control of my emotions.
Please let this fight happen.
Sean Salisbury and John Granato.
Afternoons, 4 till 8 Eastern.
On Yahoo Sports Radio.
It is the complete NFL Countdown Show.
Get you ready for kickoff on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
This is the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show. Once again, from the Quicken Loans Studios, it's Mean Gene and Ronnie Brooks.
Once again, folks, you are listening to the Yahoo Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show here on Yahoo Sports Radio with Mean Gene, the sports machine, Ronnie Brooks. Now, producer Mike Pearson, we just hanging out here and trying to get into your ears and let you know what's going on with the 2015 NFL season, preseason right now. Okay, pretty soon in another month, we will not be saying preseason. We will be talking about the NFL season, which we cannot wait. This show, in case this is your first time listening to us, we will be on the entire season. We're taking you all the way to Santa Clara, which is the site of Super Bowl 50. That's where it all will end, and the Sports Kings will be right there. So stick with us. Each and every week we do a solid countdown of every game. We will not leave out any game, and we will make our predictions. And as always, I'm always right. Ronnie and Rod are always wrong. Listen to us, okay? Go to our website, sportskings.net. You can also catch us on Twitter. Rod Johnson is at YSKRod. Ronnie is at Sports Kings host, and you can reach me and Gene at Sports Kings, all right? Make sure you communicate with us and go to our Facebook page. It's the Yahoo Sports Kings. Like us there, okay? Make sure you do that. So, a lot of interesting things going on around the NFL, but first I got to talk about ONFX website designs, okay? They offer some great websites to attract new customers. Their websites are part of an internet marketing strategy that delivers maximum return on investment. ONFX is an affordable web design company in Chicago, but you don't have to live in Chicago, okay? Just hit them up anyway. They build a reputation on small business web design. So if you small time trying to get to be big time, I would highly recommend you go to onfx.com. So news around the NFL is always interesting during the offseason, things that happen. And I think that this next story we're going to talk about here, the San Francisco 49ers, I mean, what a year. I mean, they have had setback after setback after setback. And, of course, the latest one, Alden Smith was arrested, I guess, for by the Santa Clara police. And this was earlier last week on charges of a hit and run, DUI, and vandalism. I mean, good Lord. And the 49ers announced on Friday that Alden Smith had been released. A sad story because it looked like this guy was, you know, given another chance, and it looked like he was going to come back and just, you know, do away with all of his demons. And unfortunately, that didn't happen, Ronnie. He is no longer a member of the 49ers, and his NFL career is probably over.
Yeah, it's a shame. He needs to get some help. And another problem for Roger Goodell, because he gave him, you know, gave him some chances, and now who's going to be the one to take him under the wing? You know, I heard heard on the ESPN that Herm Edwards is going to try to reach out. Also, Tony Dungy is going to try to reach out and get this guy some help. And it is what it is.
Yeah, right.
He hasn't learned from his mistakes.
Right.
And now he's going to feel the consequences, because once you release, he's going to be a forbidden player right now.
Yeah, I mean, Ronnie, his NFL career is over. I mean, now it's all about, you know, it's not really a damage control. It's just trying to make sure that they save him as a person, Ronnie. I mean, because he has had, you know, a very, very bad experiences. And, I mean, I don't think he needs to be thinking about football. He needs to be thinking about life, where he can go to make himself better. There needs to be a success story in the end. And it doesn't have to have anything to do with football, as far as I'm concerned. This guy just really needs to get his life back together. But 49er fans, you have to be concerned. Not only is this a setback, I mean, running, you know, early in the year, me, you, and Rod, we talked about the 49ers have taken hits left and right. They lost Patrick Willis. He unexpectedly retired. And Anthony Davis, a 25-year-old, unexpectedly retired. Chris Borland, a 24-year-old, unexpectedly retired. And how about Jim Harbaugh? He, you know, decided to walk away from a nice contract to go coach college football at Michigan. So the 49ers, this is not a good way to start. And they are in that NFC West, which, you know, is a very good division.
Yeah, it's troubling for the 49ers. They are in the NFC West with the Seattle, the Cardinals, the Rams. All these other teams are getting better. And you got to forget, they lost Gore, too, the running back. I mean, it's hard to replace a running back that was consistent. And then the other problems with the 49ers right now, well, we'll talk about it, is their football field stadium has issues, too. They can't even grow grass up there. So,
grow some grass before February 2016, man, because we're coming up there now. I mean, it's a long season. They should get it together. That's probably the least of their problems, though, but it is a problem.
Yeah, I mean, I hope he gets his act together. I'm praying for him, and I hope somebody takes him under the wing and say, hey, man, we got to help you and get you going. I mean, but it's big hits for 49er fans, and, you know, I feel they're probably, you know, they're going to need psychological help after this year has just been bad. And then, you know, the quarterback situation, Kaepernick has not been doing his job either. So, I mean, he's trying to get his act together with his coach.
And that's why, I know, Tim Sula, I mean, hey, what a way to start off, you know, as being the head coach of the 49ers. But, Ronnie, how about this? I mean, this story, can you believe – we're still talking about Deflategate and all of this stuff. I mean, this is like 8 months already. Instead of talking about what are the Patriots going to do to defend their Super Bowl, here we are talking about, we're still talking about this Brady suspension. And I remember you and Rod was like, oh, no, he probably won't get the suspension. Well, he got the suspension. He made the appeal. The commissioner says, oh, yeah, I'm going to be there at that appeal. The commissioner was at the appeal. He denied it. And here we are now in court, Ronnie. Really? We in court over something as simple as this Deflategate?
Well, you know what? You know how people say, you know, it's best to get it over with. Tom Brady is fighting this thing to the fullest. I mean, when you got Jim Kelly, a Hall of Famer, talking, hey, man, either show what you got and get it over with. I mean, and people are thinking Tom Brady had lied. And then the phone issue, you know, he destroyed his phone. It's just it adds up.
It does, Ronnie.
You know, it's the microisms, the things that you can't be a liar. You know, you're a golden boy.
Tom Brady, I mean, this could have been done with if he just come out and say, hey, you know what, guys? Hey, I screwed up. Okay, so what? Hey, yeah, I tried to have an advantage here. I mean, yeah, I told the guys to do the balls the way they did. And, hey, I apologize for getting those guys involved, this, that, and the other. I'm sorry. That's all you have to do is say that. He probably never would have got a suspension, and this thing would have went away. But, no, he didn't. And then we have Nick Foles at St. Louis Rams. They apparently struck a deal with him, running 2-year extension. Guy's got a lot of money, so I think the Rams have a starting quarterback, right?
It looks like he got a starting quarterback, and, you know, he's one of consistent quarterbacks. So I think the Rams did the right thing. They got rid of Bradford and got a better quarterback.
Yeah, that's a lot of money, 24.5, and that's about $12 million a year. So hopefully, you know, Jeff Fisher and those guys will make it happen. How about Marcus Mariota? They say that this guy is looking pretty good in Titans camp, Ronnie. Will he be the starter?
probably be the starter, but, I mean, training camp don't mean nothing, like Aaron Rodgers said. He hasn't thrown an interception in training camp. That means the defensive backs ain't doing their job. We'll see how it goes.
There's always another side to it, huh, Ronnie?
Yep.
All right, and then famous Jameis, all right. Hey, Lovey didn't waste no time. He came out and they announced that Jameis Winston will be the starting quarterback of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and boy, does he have some targets to throw the ball to.
Yeah, he has great targets, and Lovey don't get a job, get this thing done with Jameis, he'll be bye-bye.
No, no. Lovey,
coaches.
I know. We love Lovey Smith, so we need him to hang out there, so... And, Ron, I know we got just about a little bit of time left here in this last segment here of the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show on Yahoo Sports Radio. And I know big things are happening out there in San Diego with Sweetwater Little League World Series.
Yeah, Sweetwater Little League. That's where Tony, my son, played Little League. This team is in the Western region. I'm telling the world and telling the United States, all you regional teams, watch out. If this team gets to Williamsport, they will be dangerous. They hit six home runs, average about six home runs a game, so be prepared. Hope your pitchers are ready.
All right.
Good luck, Sweetwater.
Okay, so, hey, folks, that is going to wrap up our first show here on Yahoo Sports Radio for the 2015 season. Stick with us next week. We'll come back with all three of the Sports Kings right here on Yahoo Sports Radio.
The Zig.
262 Zig. You have no idea what's making you fat. It's not carbs unless you eat way too much. But too much.